Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. It looks like there's been a break in a shooting yesterday that left a 16-year-old girl wounded in Jamaica, Queens. Our Glenn Shuck has more in this live report.
And we'll see where this takes us, Larry, in the hours ahead here now. Intense police pressure in this investigation after this release of very clear surveillance photos and videos we told you about early this morning here of these three suspects that cops were looking for in connection with the shooting at this charter school in Queens yesterday. Now, we've learned that one person, a teen boy, has turned himself in to police at the 113th precinct and is being questioned. We don't know his identity. We don't believe he has been charged yet. Obviously, information that the police are going to try to get to link these crimes together, also in connection with the shooting of 14-year-old at the basketball court over the weekend. Now, this initial suspect here is in connection to gunfire at the New Dawn Charter School, 4 p.m. yesterday as school was letting out. Sources telling me the shooting was targeting a boy who may have been a witness to the killing of Amir Griffin in that basketball court Saturday, or could have actually been the target, but they missed him and shot this girl in the shoulder. She remains in stable condition. So this very active police investigation continues as they try to piece this all together. But again, a teen is in custody now in Queens being questioned. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Jamaica.
City Council Speaker Corey Johnson's Streets Master Plan comes up for a vote in the Council Transportation Committee this afternoon. He says it won't just make the streets and sidewalks safer. It's designed to break the city's car culture. New York would be required to build 250 miles of protected bike lanes and upgrade other streets with safety as a top consideration. We turn the clocks back this weekend and revert to standard time, and that means it's going to get dark much earlier. So the Vision Zero Initiative is renewing its dusk and darkness safety campaign. It reminds drivers to be extra vigilant in keeping an eye out for bike riders and pedestrians. 25 bike riders have been killed on city streets this year. Workers at 35 locations of housing works in the city walked off the job today. They're pressing demands to form a union. The nonprofit finds housing for homeless people who have HIV and provides various social services. The workers have joined with the retail, wholesale, and department store union to press grievances, including heavy caseloads, high insurance premiums, and restrictions on paid time off. Governor Murphy is making an announcement this hour about climate resiliency. It comes on the 7th anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. Also this hour, the MTA is offering an update on its continuing recovery from the storm. The director of the Rutgers Institute of Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Science says sea level rise has already increased the coastal flood risk in New Jersey. And over the next 30 years, that's expected to get worse. Professor Robert Kopp says we can reduce the human and economic costs by reducing global greenhouse gas emissions. A big day at LaGuardia Airport and its massive rebuilding project. The new Delta Airlines terminal opened its new concourse today, its first one. Governor Cuomo was on hand to cut the ribbon. The concourses contain 37 gates. At the new $3.9 billion Delta terminal that replaces terminals C and D. The $8 billion LaGuardia Airport rebuilding project is expected to be completed in 2021. What are you watching? That question was put to teens all over the country, and the survey found they're watching quite a lot, and much of it is on the Internet. Here's correspondent Dave Schreiber.
The number of young Americans watching online videos every day has more than doubled. The nonprofit Common Sense Media report found children are glued to the videos for close to an hour a day. That is twice as long as they were 4 years ago. YouTube was found to be the overwhelming first choice for those surveyed despite age restrictions. The survey of American young people included responses from 1,677 youths ages 8 to 18.
While the internet gives kids the opportunity to find helpful information and resources, one of the study's authors says they can also be exposed to harmful messages and become more isolated from their peers. Here's a consideration for families when selecting a home. Is it near a fast food restaurant? Researchers at the NYU School of Medicine have found that the chance a child in New York City will be overweight or obese is directly related to proximity to fast food. Recent studies have found that more than 25% of boys and girls aged 12 to 19 are overweight or obese, and the rate is higher among blacks and Hispanics. The new research found that 20% of city kids who live within a half block of fast food are obese, 38% are overweight. The numbers are even a little higher if they live within a half block of a bodega.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.